Editor Potts, could you step outside, please?
Ah, it's my news girl, Francine Flagg.
Editor Potts, I just learned why my faithful talking dog, Bunker Hill, won't talk to me.
It's because he doesn't have anything to say?
No, no. Bunky just won't talk in your office.
Why not?
Because all the newspapers make him nervous.
Oh.
But out here in the street corner, he should be okay. Ready? Bunky, talk. Say hello and a few other words. Bunky.
Perhaps he still smells newspapers on me.
No, that... Wait a minute. There's the man who sold me this talking dog. Sir, this so-called talking...
Oh, hi there, miss. Hiya, Bunky.
Ruff, ruff. Hiya, pal. Where you been? I missed you.
Editor Potts, did you hear that?
Anything you want to ask him?
That's amazing.
Yeah, do you want to ask him a question? Go ahead.
Could I talk to him?
Sure. One thing, just look right at him, though, and not me, okay?
Okay, all right. Bunky, are we friends?
Ruff, I guess so.
Oh, isn't that great? Isn't that terrific?
Ruff, don't get serious. I don't go for girl stuff.
This is just my disguise. Actually, I'm Fenton Flagg, Bunky. I'm the masked man.
Excuse me. See, Bunky's a little hard of hearing, so speak up so as I can hear
him. Oh, okay. See, this is just my disguise, Bunky. Actually, I'm Fenton Flagg.
Do you have a question, Editor Potts?
Yes, I want one of those talking dogs. Do you have any more?
Oh, gee, Editor Potts, Bunky was my last talking dog.
Any more telephone booths?
Sorry.
Oh, boy, Francine gets all the neat stuff. I'd pay anything for a neat thing of my own, anything.
Oh, yes, I do have one last thing. It's a, singing belt buckle.
A singing belt buckle?
Right, just, hold it up to your ear and listen.
All right.
I'm the Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Oh, that's amazing. I love it. I hope newspapers don't make you nervous, Mr. Beltbuckle. Come on inside. I want to show you something.